health, beauty and well-being on Radio Gorgeous. Today, I'm welcoming on a woman who has worked in the exciting and glamorous world of makeup artistry for a good few years. Highly talented, she started her career at Bieber, and she's worked with the top photographers, including Mario Testino, John Swannell, and David Bailey. She's applied makeup to the supers, Christy Turlington, etc., and Hollywood actresses, including Penelope Cruz. She was the first person to pluck Elizabeth Hurley's eyebrows. Beat that. And she was resident makeup artist on This Morning and The Style Challenge. She has launched her own makeup range called Ariane Pool. And today she's giving me a makeover and telling us why makeup can make us look fresher and even more gorgeous. She is Ariane Pool. Hi, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, I am thrilled to be here. This is going to be really fun. We're going to have a fun time.
So you're Canadian. How did you end up in 1979 in Britain being a makeup artist?
I was born in France. My parents moved to Canada.
You look French.
Thank you. Yeah. I get that a lot because I don't look Canadian. Yeah. But my father's Canadian. My mother's French. I was born in France. We moved to Canada when I was six. I did some work with Bieber in Canada, in Vancouver, and they said, we'd like to invite you over to the UK. My grandfather is British. He's from Cheltenham. So I was allowed into the country, thank goodness, and not kicked out. And so I've stayed here ever since. So I've been here now over 40 years.
And what is the kind of peak of your career, looking back on the kind of glamorous side?
I don't know if there is one peak thing. I think there's a lot of great moments. I remember doing it, my very first TV commercial with Jane Seymour back in the early 80s. And it was all of these things were done before the photoshopping and all of that kind of thing. And it was, you formed friendships as well with these people, which is so
well,
nice.
It's so intimate. Putting on someone's makeup is... You're going, it's a kind of boudoir connection, isn't it?
It's
you've got to touch their face. You've got to, I mean, the confidence to trust somebody to put your makeup on as well.
Absolutely. You know? And you are getting them at their most vulnerable because they are...
Makeupless.
They're literally stripped bare. Their hair normally isn't done. They're either in a dressing gown or some kind of like a top or something comfortable. They're not... their persona yet, but they will become their persona. They're just really lovely people to work with. And that's what I always found whenever I was working with any of the celebrities, they were always just real people. And it sometimes there was like pinch me moments, like when I was doing Paul McCartney's makeup for an album cover, and he said, "Oh, well, let me make you some lunch." And I'm like, "He's going to make me lunch." I used to watch him on the Ed Sullivan Show when I was 6 years old in Vancouver, like very excited. And people like Cilla Black, I used to watch her and she made me lunch and Lulu made me soup. So I've got all these people who obviously think they need to feed me. But it was really, you know, it's that wonderful connection where you see them as real people, not the icons that they are. But then when you see them in their icon status, that you see how personable and how warm they are. It's wonderful.
Wonderful. Now, did you kind of talk to them before about their style of makeup and what they wanted? You know, how did you get to kind of know what would please them?
That is a really good thing. Yes, absolutely. And this is where I think that a lot of the younger makeup artists, they think they need to put their stamp on that person. You need to really understand the kind of look that the person is going for. You do not want to change them into something completely different unless that is their specific instructions. Like they'd say, you know, "I'm so sick of wearing my red lipstick, I want to try something pale today." Then then of course you do it. But you really want to make them feel confident. You want them to feel like themselves. You want them to be able to go out there and be.
So you're also a psychotherapist, are you, as well?
I don't know about that. They don't tell me their problems or anything, but you do have really lovely chats and you do see that they're real people and that I absolutely love that.
Okay, there must be someone you didn't like because I've interviewed people sometimes and I've just thought, I don't like you. It's probably happened about twice.
Okay, there was one person that didn't like me.
How could anyone not like you? I've already said I want to be your best friend.
But I was doing it. I won't say this person's name because the whole thing came out really well in the end.
Famous person.
It was quite a
while. Give us a little clue.
No, I can't. I can't do that. Anyway, she actually made me cry she was so horrible to me.
Because she was feeling bad.
She was going through some very horrible things that were in the press.
You can
and
swear,
stuff like
by
that.
The way.
Okay. There's... horrible shit that's going on out there in the press. And I would hate to have my life lived in the public eye. Yeah. That would be horrible. Yeah. Anyway, I had not maybe clued into her enough, and partly my fault.
Her needs.
And the way she wanted, and also too, because I think it would have been better then at that time. Maybe she would have had a male makeup artist. But anyway, fast forward 15 years at least, and we are at a New Year's Eve. I'm at a New Year, and she walked in, and I was like, oh my God. I turned to my partner. I said, I think we have to go.
That woman made you so unhappy.
She hates me, and she came up to me. And I thought, oh my God, she's going to say, I don't like you, go away. She went, I am so sorry for anything I did that made you feel bad. And she said the things that were going on in her life. She gave me a hug. We sat and we spent the rest of the evening together.
But what's lovely is she remembered being hurtful to you.
Yes.
You know, I mean, she didn't have to remember that, did she? No. You know, she could have been a too big a star to think, oh, that doesn't matter.
But that obviously, she probably thought, I'm being horrible to a lot of people. This is one of the people that I was being horrible to. Oh my God, she's here. But how wonderful for her to come up and apologize. I was like, oh. And we spent the rest of the night together talking, laughing, drinking. We had a great time. Fine, all good. But that's the only time everyone else that I've worked with, you know, I may not want to be their best friend, but I enjoyed their company for that time.
What's the difference between fashion and TV makeup? Because there must be a big difference.
Fashion is a little bit more extreme. If you're doing fashion makeup, you can be a little bit out there. When you're doing TV, you're trying to, I did arrive during the punk era, which I thought was amazing. I was like blown away by that, especially a Canadian person who is so, you know, they're very vanilla. We are not like, you know, crazy, although they're getting a little bit more wilder now. But that's the difference. I think when you're doing TV, you're trying to embrace everyone. When you're doing fashion, you're going out on a ledge. I remember I did the very first Alexander McQueen shoot ever.
What?
It was Catherine Samuel for The Telegraph. John Swinell took the pictures. I think Joel O'Sullivan did the hair. And she interviewed him as a this new face on the scene and everything. And I still have the pictures. It was amazing. So it was really interesting and great to be involved with all of those kind of things.
And then TV, I suppose it just, you're thinking they mustn't shine, you've got to get rid of those spots, you've got to give them, you know, is that sort of thing?
Well, on the TV I used to do the makeover, so I used to get
fabulous.
So I had the privilege, the honor, and it was hilarious sometimes to do the makeovers on the ladies. So it would be, you know, I would be doing the makeovers on them, which was really great. Yeah,
and they loved you because you're chatty, warm, friendly.
I'm genuinely interested in them. I want to know what makes them tick, what their concerns are, which is why when I developed my range, it was because I had all that input from all these women saying, oh, I can't do this. Oh, I hate doing that. Oh, this really
so
drives
many
me nuts.
Women do not have confidence with makeup. It's incredible because I really love makeup and I have confidence with it. But for my age group, as you know, like we've got Tiffany here, her age group, she's in her 20s.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they're obsessed by makeup. You know, they watch the makeup channels, they have makeup boxes delivered, they're testing things, you know. Whereas our generation are just so, and I'm talking 40 plus.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of quite scared of makeup, aren't we?
And I think quite rightly so in some cases. I mean, I've tried really hard since I've launched The Range to try to help women through that, to demystifying and taking that fear factor out. The reason for that is because I think you go to a makeup counter and they, and this is not any criticism to them, but a lot of the people will make up the person how they make up most of the people. They don't really take into consideration. They are getting a lot better. But if you've had one experience like that, it puts you off. Mm. And no one wants that kind of an experience.
Yeah, but like they did me up and everything was orange tint and I just don't suit it. I'm definitely a pink.
Do you know what? You are pink. Yeah. You've got the blue. Even though you've got a tanned, a sun-kissed skin. Now, most people would look sun-kissed. Oh, that means corals and peachy colors.
Yeah, but they don't suit me. No. They drain me. Actually.
Absolutely. There are different things. Mm. So I would put pinks on
you. You immediately thought that, did you, when you saw me?
You will see what I brought to show you. They're all pink. I mean, look at this. This is the lip colour I brought.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It's a pink.
Yeah, it's a raspberry. Yeah.
All down that same kind of road because I know that just because you've got you know, a blonde hair and a bit of a tan does not mean that you're going to be the corals and the peachy tones. Yeah, yeah. And if you, like you said, when you put those colors on, they will suck the life out of you. I think it's like those Death Eaters on whatever.
What about, I find as I've got older, is makeup doesn't stay on. It used to be like, I put on makeup, I could even go to sleep in it and wake up the next morning and it was okay. But now, I mean, I know that's naughty, but we all were when we were young.
We did that.
But it's like now it just, you know, my mascara runs, my lips, you know, my foundation comes off. What is it that changes as you age?
There's a couple of things. First of all, I think we start using more rich products on our skin. I was talking to a lady, a customer of mine. She said, my mascara and my pencils never stay on. Yeah. So I said to her, do you use an eye cream at night? She said, oh, yes, I use an eye cream. Great, I'm really pleased. Do you wipe the eye residue of the eye cream off in the morning? Silence. No, I don't, Ariane. I said, okay, try doing that and let me know. This brilliant email. Thank you so much. What a difference my eye makeup stays on. I didn't think I had to wipe the residue off because it's really rich and it's good for our skin. So a lot of times things like that can happen. Also, when we get older, we start to choose more hydrating, more creamier formulations, which not necessarily have that kind of lasting power. So that's where you kind of will...
Because we don't want it to look dry, because otherwise we'll look cracked.
And look old, and we don't want to look old.
Yeah.
So
we want that, to look plump.
We look, we want to look dewy and youthful. So there, you might consider using a primer, because a primer will help keep it on longer. So it's a combination of, you know, what is my chief concern? So your chief concern is that it just doesn't last the day, which, okay.
But it used to, you know, that's what
and
shocks me.
Yeah, and even though you think, oh, my skin wasn't drier then, also the products you were probably wearing were slightly heavier and your skin would keep them on. Whereas you're using lighter weight products as we get older, because otherwise they age us, so they don't stay on as long. So you've got this kind of...
Now, another myth I want to talk about is a lot of people have said to me, oh, well, I wear less makeup because I'm older. Is it just that we can still wear the same amount of product, we just got to wear it differently? Would you say that's more true?
So correct. Absolutely spot on. We, as we get older, we do need a little bit. I mean, okay, I'll have to clarify that. You don't need anything. It's your choice. I personally think I need a little bit because I noticed that I don't have my eyebrows anymore.
They have disappeared.
They fade away. Yeah. They disappear. Yeah. It's like... then that loses the definition in your eyes.
Yeah.
Also, what I've noticed is... Also, your eyelashes look less.
Yes.
The definition around the rim of your eye looks less. Yeah, so you do need like a liner, but you don't need that black liner that we were happily sporting in our 20s and even 30s and looked fabulous. But, you know,
lip liner as well, because the line of our lips is gone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lip liner is an absolute must be on those of us who do have that. Not everyone has the lips go away. Mine do.
Yeah.
And placement of products as well. So, when we were younger, we could put the, you know, you put the eyeliner on, you follow the shape of the eye. Well, if you do that now, most of us have slightly droopy eyes. So you're going to make our eyes look even more droopy because you've accented it with an eyeliner. So some people are going, well, I can't wear eyeliner because it makes me not look, you know, older. But it's not the eyeliner that's doing it, is where you're putting the product.
So you've got to sweep it up.
So you just, I stop just at the end of the lashes. You don't see any difference, but you suddenly have these eyes that look like you've had an eye lift.
And so you don't go right down to the corners.
Yeah, okay. So you don't follow the eye line, the line down. You don't follow the natural curve of the eye.
Okay.
You stop it just at the end, just before you get to the end of the lashes. Mm. And what that does is it gives the illusion of them going up.
Brilliant.
And it's a really good trick.
What about the sagging... Sorry, we're really getting to this now, because you know all the problems,
oh,
darling.
Oh, I do know the problem,
What about the sagging eyelids? God, they're a problem, aren't they?
So, the sagging eyelids, we can get around those as well. What I do is, the way I do the brows, instead of, again, with the brows, we were taught when we were younger to follow that arch and bring it down, I bring it straight out a little bit more. That straight out lifts that saggy bit that you're talking about. Plus, I never put a highlighter there, because if you put a highlighter there, it's like, look at this is the saggy bit of my eyes. Like, oh, this is so great.
It's the opposite of when you're young and you're showing off that gorgeous bone. Now
absolutely.
It's like,
now
you don't want pearly on your saggy bits.
No. So, but you can still use like that a little bit of sheen, a little bit of shimmer, not frost.
Yeah.
On your lid to make them look fresher. If you use it too matte, what can happen is it can make your skin look dry, and that's not a good look.
Okay, so, great. What about, what do you feel about bronzers? Because I love bronzer.
I love bronzer as well. There's nothing wrong with bronzer. Mm. The only thing is, if you're thinking that it's going to give you that pop of color, it's not going to do that. So bronzer, you're going to have to still use your bronzer by all means, because it's a great alternative than, you know, getting your face in the sun. So I sometimes tan my body, but never my face.
Yeah.
And then I will use it either a darker foundation or bronzer or a combination of the two. Mm. And then I'll put a pop of color on. That pop of color is what you need, because that will bring the whole, tie the whole thing in together.
So you're saying you put the bronzer, but you've also got to put the pop of pink, peat or peach.
Whichever color. Just on the cheek. Yeah. And what that does...
Otherwise it'll be too flat.
It looks really flat. Mm. A friend of mine is a presenter on QVC, and she rang me up and she said, oh, what did you think of me today? And I said, oh, you were really, really good. She went, what did you think of how I looked?
You want a complete honesty.
And I said, well, she looked good. She presented really well. And she said, what about my makeup? I said, you needed a bit of blush.
Ah.
I thought, oh, I've got to say this.
Yeah.
And she said, I put tons of bronzer on though, Ariane. And I said, no. I said, yes. Okay. Bronzer again. Good. You need that pop of color. So when I saw her the next time we were on hours apart, I put a pop of color on her cheeks and she went, what a difference.
So we really need a pop of colour at our age again.
Because
our blush is gone.
Absolutely. Mm. And because we go grey, we can all see ourselves going grey.
No, I've gone, my face is much more colourless.
Yes.
You know, it's like the strength has gone out, as you say, of the lip line, the eye line, you know.
All of that. Yeah. And you need to replace that, not in a sort of over the top kind of way, but in a really nice, easy way that you you know, that you look at yourself and people look at you and go, wow, you look great. If you've been away, that is the best. Like, yes, I look, you know, it's not like, oh, I love that eyeshadow you're wearing. Unless you're wearing something that has a specific, you know, eyeshadow look that you want to, you know, solicit, you know, a compliment from. But if it's just, you know, you've got great blue eyes. Your eyes are such a beautiful blue.
Thank you.
And that is really good. So what you want is to people come up to you and go, wow, I never realized your eyes were so blue. That's amazing. You know, that's the
and
kind
also,
of compliment.
You look so well.
Yes.
It's like, you know, that's what you want.
Yeah,
you know. You're looking well on it. You know, I love it when people say, you're looking well.
Absolutely, you know? Because you're looking rested. You're looking vibrant. You're looking all of those things.
So everybody dreams of.
Yeah. And we all know, I mean, we have days that we get up, especially as we're older, our sleep patterns may not be that great. Some of us, I mean, I'm well through menopause, thank God for that. I mean, I'm really, hooray. Anybody listening out there, menopause, once you're through the other end, is a lot better. Just hold out. But, you know, you're going through menopause, you're going through the hot flushes, you're doing perimenopause, you're doing all of these things. You're not waking
your
up.
Your children are giving you grief because they're older now. So big children, big problems, have you noticed?
Yeah. Do you know what? I had to laugh. Somebody, a friend of mine, they were talking about having a baby and everything like that. And I'm like, And they said, oh, yeah, the sleepless nights. I thought, that's only the beginning. But you don't want to say, you don't, it doesn't get any better. It just changes.
It gets more expensive and more dramatic.
Yes, exactly. So it doesn't get better. It doesn't get better. It just changes. And
it doesn't get better, ever.
Ever. And I'm sure that my mother would probably say the same of me, actually. So it's like a, you know, it's a job lot. Anyway.
Talk about enhancing. You're about to do my makeup.
Yes.
What we'll do is we will talk about your makeup, then we'll put it on pause and you'll do my makeup and then we'll come back and talk about what you did.
Okay.
But can you just tell us, why is your range different than other people's range?
Okay, well, what I tried to do is try to, first of all, simplify it. I took the makeup artist's expertise, my expertise, put it into products that were easy for the average woman to use. You didn't have to wear 6 or 7 different layers. You didn't have to do this. When I started the range, it was just after I had my third daughter. I was one of these moms that always, when I had the first one, I thought, I'm never going to be in my dressing gown at noon. Guess what? I was definitely in my dressing gown at noon.
It's the most shocking thing that happens.
You don't know
night from day.
Absolutely. You're in this
blur. You grab a piece of bread.
Yeah. And, you know, you want to have part of you back. So I started doing it. So when I was doing makeovers, I was identifying with a lot of these women that were saying very much the same thing. Or they got to a certain age where they were getting divorced, maybe at the age of 50 or 55, and wanting to reinvent themselves, but not wanting to go down to...
Also, these are working women. These are women that don't have lots of time.
Yeah, and they don't have someone like myself sitting with them doing their makeup. Yeah. So I wanted to create products that were really simple. So one of the products I'm going to be using on you is the Ultimate Face Tint. It's a 5-in-1. So it's a primer. It's a BB. It's a CC. It's a foundation. And it's a tinted moisturizer. Done deal. You don't have to think anymore about it. It's so easy to use.
So I don't need to... All I'd put on maybe was my serum beforehand.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. It is a 5-in-1 because so many of my clients were saying to me, okay, what do I do first? When do I use a CC cream? When do I use a BB cream? Do I need to use a primer? When do I put... I don't have time to put all
it's
those
so
layers
complicated.
On. It gives you a headache. Why do you want a headache? You want to be able to just put your makeup on. Depending on what you want and need, some people will want something heavier than that.
What weight is this?
It is a light to medium weight.
Okay. So that's great. So you can put the concealer on where it hasn't covered, do you put concealer on first?
No, I do exactly what you just said. Okay. So I use my concealer. Yeah. I use that, and I've got really high coloring because I've got what they term as a rosacea, but it's not rosacea. Mm. So I use my concealer over the top on areas that I need a little extra help.
Under the eyes, chin, nose.
The cheeky areas, anywhere that's kind of... And also where I've got sort of what they call age spots.
Yeah, they're horrid. I've got these brown things.
Yes, me as well. Yeah, I don't like them. Anyway, those are the bits I don't like, actually. But yeah, so all
so
of those...
So you put
kind
that
of,
on
so
first.
That, yeah, you put that on first. And then you can, like you say, then you put your concealer and things. And I would do a little bit of maybe eyebrows on the people that need eyebrows. I use my Crystal Taupe eye shine or a color of eye shine because I do several shades now. So I use the eye shine. Then I would use a pencil for a little bit of definition, a bit of mascara, a bit of blush, and a little bit of something on the lips, and you're ready to go. Most times you don't need any powder. If you're somebody that is super shiny all the time, because that's just the way you are, and there are few people that are like that, then you could put a little bit
The reason I like powder is it sets the makeup. Yeah. That's why I use it.
That's what I'm saying. I was loving this spray thing that you spray on your face with the SP50.
Yeah.
It sets your makeup and there's no powder. I'm like, this is cool.
I've been using those sprays quite a lot now.
And then you like it?
In fact, I even go to bed last night and instead of putting anything on, I just put the spray on.
Fantastic.
Because they're saying now that you should have nights off when your skin can breathe.
I totally agree. I think that sometimes we get to that thing where we're oversaturating our skin. Mm. We have got so many products on our skin. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is like crazy. So I agree. I didn't know about that, but I do agree with that because there's some days I will just not have anything at night. I'll put nothing on.
Yeah, they also say in the day, if you've got time, I read this other person and she said, just don't wear anything. Just put a little bit of oil on your cheeks and then just have a day off, you know.
A day of rest for your skin. When I'm working from my desk, I will wear no makeup. I'll maybe put a little bit of sun cream on because I know that I'm going to go outside. Yeah. But that's it. I agree with that because, I love makeup and I should be saying wear it every single day, but I actually don't agree with that. I think, do what makes you feel happy, what works with your skin. Everybody is different. So a little bit of whatever is good for you works.
What I find the most amazing thing about makeup is I might be in a bit of a light grump, a bit tired, put on makeup and my mood, it's like having a hit of a drug.
Absolutely. Do you know what? I remember doing, used to do all these fabulous makeovers on This Morning with, Fern Britton and Philip Schofield.
They're lovely. Fern's been on Radio Gorgeous. She's adorable.
She's one of my neighbours up the road, far from me. And she is gorgeous and she is lovely. Mm. True. And I remember I was at home hoovering, as you do, and I had This Morning on and they were interviewing this lady who was having a makeover. Not a makeover. She was doing this life transforming thing. So I rang for her and I said, listen, is there any way we could do a makeover on this lady? And she went, yeah, we'll do it at the end. I went, no. Mm-hmm. I said, could we not do it now? Mm-hmm. I said, the reason why is because she's doing all this weight loss and these positive affirmations and all of this mindset stuff, but she's still looking at that same face in the mirror. If I can change her face a little bit, like pluck her eyebrows because she needed them plucked, and just show her how to get rid of the dark circles. I said, I bet you anything this will fast track her. So Fern was really good. She went, yep, okay, we'll do that. So I went up and we went up somewhere way up into the bleakest place I've been to because she lived on the moors and this house. And it was like, oh my gosh.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And you know, she was, this woman was so nice. Anyway, so I did her eyebrows, I did all her makeup, I did everything very easy because she had just had a baby as well. So baby hormone brain was all in there. And they showed her and she just loved it, thank goodness. But fast forward 3 months, I am doing something else. We're doing the look of summer or something like that. And this woman's on TV being interviewed. I'm thinking, who is this? She looks really familiar. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's my girl. And she said, oh, I've just got to say that, you know, when Ariane came and did my makeup, that was transformational because I looked in the mirror every morning. And even though I didn't always have the makeup, I had my brows done. I knew how to hide my dark circles and it gave me a lift. And I thought, yes, that's what makeup is supposed to do.
Fabulous. Let's get going okay, now.
Right. Let's do that.
So you've done my makeup.
I've done your
makeup.
This
is so exciting. And you've made me look gorgeous.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. You do look gorgeous anyway. Oh. You even look gorgeous without makeup.
Oh, you're so
but
kind.
What I've tried to do is bring out your eye color, bring out your cheeks, accent your lips. So it's like you, but better.
In a natural way.
Yeah. Well, taking into consideration how you're dressed.
I'm doing the boho look today.
Yeah, so something, yeah, you don't want to be overly made up for a boho look because the two don't work together. And it's the same as when I see people in those gorgeous evening gowns, and they've got their daytime makeup on, you kind of, it doesn't work. Or you watch, they're in
you
gorgeous...
You can have the lips and the eyes, red carpet.
Yeah, you need something. It's, you know, you wouldn't be wearing, stilettos or welly boots with what you're wearing right now. But you're wearing the right kind of shoes, the whole look goes together. So makeup is almost like another accessory to completing the look.
Fabulous. And then we also, you've so showed me some such exciting products. We talked about the foundation before. I think the most hilarious thing you used on me was this hot eyelash curler. can you just explain that?
It's a heated eyelash curler. You use it after you put your mascara on. It bends your lashes back. I use that mainly because as we get older, we get that sort of droopiness around our eyes. And if you've ever used those pinchy ones and pinched your skin, you will yelp for days. It really, really hurts. And I don't want anyone to do that. So that's a really good
way. It's going to be my go-to product now for all my friends in their kind of 50s. It's like, this will help you.
It does. It lifts your eyes. It makes you look more wide awake. Now, you could, if you don't have that, so if it's something that you don't want to invest in, you can hold your fingers against your lashes and bend them up. But you have to hold them for like I'd say a minute. So if you don't have the time and the inclination to do that, heated eyelash curler is great.
Then the other thing you used on me was that pore minimizer.
This is a brand new product. It hasn't come out. It's not on the website yet. It should be going out in the next day, maybe week or two. It's a mattifier, but it minimizes pores. And as you and I know,
they're all showing on my chin
and I'm around my nose and around my sort of bits of my forehead. Yeah, it really annoys me, and it makes the makeup not sit as well. So it's something that is, it's just the way our skin is. Now, I know that the microneedling thing helps with that, but it's not going to get rid of it completely. It's going to help it not be not as obvious.
Okay, and then the other thing you did was you put a little bit of highlighter in the corner of each eye socket.
Yeah, I do that at the end of a makeup, whenever I'm doing someone's makeup, because what I find is, what I've noticed even on myself, there's like this hollow that starts to appear around your eye socket on the outer corners. It's almost like your eyes, and it sounds really disgusting how I'm going to describe it, the eyeballs are being sucked back into your head. And so
we're becoming more skull-like.
It is actually. Because we don't have fat faces. Yeah. I mean, I have a fat tummy, but I don't have a fat face.
Wrong bloody place.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they could just move it up. But it's true. So I've noticed the plumpness, the youthful, whatever you want to call it, has gone. And so I've got this weird hollow, but a lot of women have that weird hollow. And it is just where you've lost that fullness. And, you know, it's just putting that light reflection back in.
It's fantastic. It works. Where can people buy your products?
Okay, you can get them on my website, which is www.ariannepoole.com, QVC here in the UK, and there's a few smatterings of salons and spas that carry it as well.
Okay, but what about, because we're with the States, we're Australia, we're all
Australia, you can get it still. Anything can be done on the website. Yeah. Australia is TVSN in Australia, and in the US is Evine TV in the US, so yeah.
And who are you making your makeup for?
I am making my makeup for the 40 plus woman who is maybe not 100% happy with the way her makeup is looking. She knows that she can look good She just wants to know how to change it up, but without having to go down drastic routes and too time consuming.
And do you have tutorials on your website?
Yes, we have I have tutorials. I'm doing even more tutorials, which is, we're filming actually those, some of them being filmed tomorrow and the next week. It's all about giving people instruction, because you can't just hand somebody something and go, good luck, enjoy. You need to show them how they can use it, and with a lot of variety, because we're not all the same face, shape, skin tone, eye color, etc., giving them that variety. But there are certain rules that do follow through. You know, there's certain placements, like your blusher, I put it a little bit lower than maybe you're used to.
And yes, I'd normally put it on the top of the cheek.
So yeah. What I've done it is slightly under, and what that does is it gives more space between your eye and your cheek. That makes your eyes look more prominent, and it balances out so you don't look jowly. Not that you did look jowly, yeah. But if you were someone that did look jowly, it balances off that jowliness as well. It's all about just tweaking, and it's just fine-tuning what you did before. Because I always tell people when I do my talks, when you learned your makeup, you were in your teens and 20s. What did you want to look like when you were in your teens and 20s? Older. So you did your makeup with all the techniques that would make you look older. And you say to an 18-year-old, you look 25. I thought you were 25. They go, thank you so much. They're beaming. If you said to somebody who is 38, oh, I thought you were 45, not quite the beaming face that you would see. So it's just learning to adapt. That's all.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. You honestly are such fun.
And I love being here. I have to say, I've really enjoyed today.
Thank you so much. ArianePoole.com.
Thank you.